This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Pope Francis passed away at the age of 88 after a long battle with a respiratory infection. He spent 38 weeks in the hospital. He was a controversial figure for some. Francis carved out a legacy, pushing the Catholic Church out of some of its most tried traditions in favor of making it more accessible for all. As KYW's Nigel Thompson tells us, many in Philadelphia will never forget his visit back in 2015. You just heard Tim mentioning that he was the first pope to come here since 1979.
When Pope Francis came to Philadelphia back in 2015, just 2 years into his papacy, he spoke of a world plagued by the inequality of capitalism and those using it to gain exorbitant power. In a world where there's many forms of modern tyranny that try to take away your religious freedom, or as I said before, reduce it to a subculture without voice or vote, that fight would shape the next 10 years of Francis's time leading the Catholic Church, as he was often the voice for the world's most marginalized, whether it be pushing for more sympathy within the church for the LGBTQ plus community, or advocating for immigrants and refugees fleeing conflict around the world. Jose Mario Bergoglio, born in Argentina to Italian parents, was the first pope from the Americas, and took the name Francis as an homage to Saint Francis of Assisi, who was known for their undying support of the poor and downtrodden. To fight the tyranny bearing down on an ever-changing modern world, Francis told Philadelphia that a unified voice of many faiths was the answer. It's necessary that the faithful of the diverse religious traditions unite their voices to call for peace. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The church will follow centuries-old traditions upon the death of the pope. Catholics begin a 9-day period of mourning. A pope is typically buried 4 to 6 days after his death.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.